Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
For many of us who are working in environmental, economic, energy science, and technology issues, this is a very exciting day, U.S. Undersecretary of State Robert Hormats said recently in announcing the establishment of the Office of the Undersecretary for Economic Growth, Energy, and the Environment. Because we are going to implement a vision that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had articulated and was encapsulated in one of the key recommendations of the Quadrennial Diplomacy and Development Review. The Quadrennial Diplomacy and Development Review, which Secretary Clinton initiated, takes a proactive approach on the environment, economics, energy, science, and technology, and reflects the critical role that these issues play in Secretary Clinton's 21st century statecraft agenda. This new function is designed to promote new synergies and greater efficiencies in the State Department, establishing a cross-fertilization of ideas among the various functions, and finding ways in which different fields, energy, environment, economy, and science, can mutually reinforce one another. Undersecretary Hormats, who will head this newly formed function, said that it will be comprised of the Bureau of Oceans and International Environmental and Scientific Affairs, led by Assistant Secretary Carrie-Anne Jones, the Bureau of Economic and Business Affairs, led by Assistant Secretary Jose Fernandez, the Bureau of Energy Resources, led by Secretary Clinton's Coordinator for International Energy, Carlos Pascual, and the Office of the Science and Technology Advisor, led by a distinguished scientist, Dr. Bill Kohlglaser. Finally, we're going to establish the Office of the Chief Economist of the State Department, Undersecretary Hormats said. We haven't selected the individual yet, but this will be a person who both understands economic and financial issues and how they relate to our broader foreign policy. This announcement is to implement Secretary Clinton's commitment to environmental sustainability, to energy security as fundamental elements in our overall foreign policy, Undersecretary Hormats concluded. We understand that we are in a resource-constrained world, and we think that this combination of cross-fertilization and mutually reinforcing elements is going to be a good way of utilizing our human resources and our financial resources more efficiently.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.